Commander, you know I'm going
to
be...
Captain Philip Tengarides is responding to a call of a woman assaulted by her boyfriend. The information is sketchy, but police locate the site, question the victim, and later apprehend the suspect. Just days ago, a young man was shot and killed after a confrontation with gang members nearby. The hole from a bullet strike can still be seen.
Somebody came in here from that gang and just arbitrarily started shooting people.
Candles mark a streetside memorial for one of two women recently murdered. It happened around the corner from a road grimly called Death Alley. Violent crime in Los Angeles is up for the first time in a decade. But the murder rate has dropped dramatically over the decades, partly because of outreach by police. Officers in this station mentor kids and coach their football teams.
It gave our officers who really only responded to, you know, bad situations where we get called and they see the worst part of people at their worst moment, to see a different side of the community.
These streets know violence. The Watts riots of 1965 and again in 1992, both in protest over treatment of black men by police. Today, a weekly meeting of the Watts Gang Task Force brings together local leaders and police for dialogue. Special police units patrol the public housing projects as part of a community safety partnership. The coordinator is Imada Tengarides. She is well known here, a police sergeant and wife of Captain Tengarides. She says things have gotten better in her 20 years with the department.
All right. There were times when you could only go into the public housing developments with a minimum of four officers because officers were shot at. We were constantly going back and forth violently with the community.
Residents have to help. People like Cynthia Mendenhall, a gang member in her youth. She lost two sons to the violence.
If you don't have people like us in place and all over the United States, New York, Chicago, Detroit, wherever these police shootings, in front of the people, in between the police department, it will never work.
In August, the shooting of a young black man by police angered people here, but most refused to turn to violence. Activists like Perry Crouch of the Watts Gang Task Force look to civil rights leader Martin Luther King for inspiration.
That wasn't his dream. You know, his dream was to snatch down the walls of racism and prejudice, and we all bind together as God's children.
He says the dream has not been realized in South Los Angeles, but through dialogue, the goal is getting closer. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.